insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 21st and 22nd verses of Surah Al-Ankabut, and we will be back with our discussion.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ.
He punishes whom he wills and has mercy upon whom he wills, and to him you will be returned.
وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
And you will not cause failure to Allah upon the earth or in the heaven, and you have not other than Allah any protector or any helper.
So, dear listeners, regarding these two verses, the very first one, يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, he punishes whom he pleases and has mercy on whom he pleases. This holy verse is referring to the completion of one of the issues concerning the resurrection, that is the issue of mercy and punishment. So, يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, he punishes whom he pleases and has mercy on whom he pleases. وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ, and unto him you will be turned back. So, in other words, though his mercy precedes his punishment, يَمَنْ سَبَقَتْ رَحْمَتُهُ غَلَبَهُ, we say in the du'as, but here punishment has been mentioned before mercy. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So, why is it? It could be the reason that the verse intends to threat, and the word suitable for threat is set in this manner, that the word for punishment is preceding the word for mercy. And this point is also clear that the purpose of the Quranic term مَنْ يَشَاءُ, whom he pleases, is the divine will accompanied with wisdom. So, whom he knows deserving and eligible for it, will punish him and he will have mercy on him. So, because the divine will is not undue and it is consistent with eligibilities and merits. Now, also the Arabic term تُقْلَبُونَ, that has been mentioned at the very end of the 21st verse, is derived from qalb, which originally means to change a thing from one form into another. And since on the hereafter day, man changes from soil into a complete living being, this meaning has been used for this second creation. And this meaning may also refer to this point, that in hereafter, the people will be changed somehow in a way that their inward aspects will appear and their interior secrets will be made manifest. And so it reminds the meaning of the verse 9 from Surah Tariq, which says, on the day when hidden things shall be made manifest.
يعذب من يشاء ويرحم من يشاء وإليه تقلبون.
So as we said, dear listeners, regarding 21st verse, this is the training style of the Quran. It is in a manner that when it states the love and wrath of Allah, it often begins with love and mercy and then refers to wrath and chastisement. But this verse is an exception. This verse is the continuation of the rejection of the disbelievers that was begun previously, and the words were about it. And next to it, it has yet spoke about the divine mercy. I mean, the divine mercy is never skipped over. So anyway, in the next verse, in the 22nd verse, وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. You are not able to frustrate him either in the earth or in the heavens. So the completion of this discussion, which is about the punishment and mercy of Allah, and that the return of all is unto him, is mentioned in this verse. And now this verse implicitly adds that if you think that you can exit from the domain of Allah, the Almighty, and the grips of punishment may not seize you, you are in great error, because مَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. You are not able to frustrate him, either in the earth or in the heaven. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. You have not apart from God, apart from Allah, either protector or helper. So if you think that a guardian or helper of some kind will defend you, you are wrong too. So what we can say is that in fact, deliverance from divine punishment is either in the case that you go out of the realm of the government of Allah, or that you remain and relying on the power of others defend yourself. While neither going out of it is possible, when everywhere is his realm and all the world of existence belongs to him, nor that does anyone exist who can stand before his power and defend you. So, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Some people have said that this translation, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ, you do not have either protector or helper. The word wali is the one who helps without asking. And regarding those two words, it can be said that wali is referring to the guardian who helps without asking him to help, and nasir is the helper who comes to help after asking him for the help. So what we can conclude is that the Holy Quran shuts all the doors of escaping from the grips of divine punishment to the wrongdoers. Thank you for staying with us again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
And when faith begins.